Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with the Midday Interview. My guest was not hard to track down today. He's right here at WHQR. Len Nichols is the host of Front Street Blues on WHQR. He's also in the band Tommy B and the Stingers, and he is the director of the 18th annual Cape Fear Blues Festival, which comes up next weekend. It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. With so many events, we're going to really tell you about all kinds of fun things you can be going to next weekend. So Len, thanks for popping in the studio.
I'm glad to be here, Jamila. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Now, the Blues Cruise is the big thing that everybody looks forward to every year, and it's next week on Friday night, starting at 7:30. Tell us about what happens on the Blues Cruise.
Well, it's probably one of the most unique events that we've ever put together over time. It's been a mainstay, and people really gravitate towards it. It's an opportunity to get on the water on the historic Wilmington Riverfront with three bands on the boat, a band on the dock. We have heavy appetizers. We have cash bar. You can stroll all three decks. You
this
can
is
listen.
The Henrietta
yes,
3.
Yes, it is. A Henrietta 3, a very majestic boat at that. And it's just a, if you want to immerse yourself in the music, this is a great way to do it.
Who are the bands that will be on board and on the dock?
We're going to have headline act as Russ Wilson and his Mighty Mighty Men.
Jump Mighty and Swing. Mighty Men.
Yes, Mighty Mighty Men. And they swing and jump, and we'll have the Rusted Rails with Rockabilly from Raleigh. We'll also have a good friend of ours returning to Wilmington, Mojo Collins, is going to play on the boat, and Randy McQuay is going to play on the dock. Lots of music. You just can't beat it. Acoustic blues to swing blues to electric blues. I mean, it's all there for you.
That's what I was going to ask, if there were different styles of blues represented.
It is. And, you know, the other thing is people don't just get on the boat for the music. We've had people propose marriage to one another. We've had anniversaries on the Blues Cruise. We've had family reunions purchase blocks of tickets on the cruise. It's a great way to have a special evening on the river.
I'm going to give this website now and at various times during the interview. If you're interested in getting tickets to the Blues Cruise and some of the other events that are ticketed events, it's capefearblues.org, or you can call 350-8822. Now, the Blues Cruise does have a price. Well, how much are the tickets?
Tickets are $53 per person. And use our website, capefearblues.org, or they can also visit the Cape Fear Riverboats office on Water Street.
All right, so that's 7:30 next Friday night, the Cape Fear Blues Cruise with this great musicians, food, cash bar, tickets available at the website. Now, after the cruise is over, if you'd like a little more partying, there's a post-cruise blues party at a real regular venue for the blues heads here in town, the Rusty Nail.
Yes, that's a lot of fun. The Fat Bastard Blues Band is going to be playing, and those guys are a Cape Fear Blues Challenge winner. They attended the International Blues Challenge in Memphis, Tennessee. They'll be joining us, and the Nail has some great events all weekend long as well, especially the all-day blues jam on Sunday, and we encourage folks to come out for that. It'll be under the tent in the parking lot at the Rusty Nail.
Where is the Rusty Nail?
1310 South 5th Avenue. It's the only avenue we have among our numbered streets.
That's true. All right. So, okay. Now, there might be a cover charge for that, but otherwise there's no admission fee or anything to go to the post-cruise blues party. Is that right?
The blues party, they usually have a small cover charge. The all-day blues jam is absolutely free. Bring a lawn chair.
Okay. We'll get there for that. Saturday. Now, this is a three-day festival. It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Starts Friday evening with the blues cruise, the post-cruise blues party. Then Saturday, starting at 11 in the morning, what happens?
Well, we have the Blues Workshop at Finkelstein Music. That's a tradition of what we do during the Blues Festival. It's a great time. We're going to have Jake Horton and Vinnie Stout, and they're going to be talking about their experiences in music and the blues over their lifetimes. These guys have a lot of mileage, shall we say. They've played together in bands, and they're exquisite musicians.
Yes.
And that's a free event at Finkelstein Music down on Front Street.
I bet they have some great stories
they
to tell.
Do. And they can play some great blues. I mean, it's wonderful to listen to those guys.
Now, when you say it's a workshop, does that mean people can bring their own instruments and chime in, or not so much? Is that more for the...
Not so much. It's really a chance for the artist to play, talk mm-hmm. a little bit, and then they take questions, they take requests. There's the opportunity afterwards to get a little more in-depth with them after the session. So it's a good time. Great for young people.
Great. And then on Saturday at 4 p.m., there's a blues showcase featuring local and regional talent. Now, can local musicians that haven't signed up yet get in on that?
There's a very specific group of folks who are coming to play for that at 4 o'clock at the Nail, and they're doing that outside under the tent, and that's going to be a free event, so come on out for that. But that's going to be followed by the Brett Johnson's Blues Review following at the Nail that evening. So they're going to kind of dovetail together.
Wow.
But at the same time, of course, Saturday evening, we're at Ziggy's with a big Saturday night blues party.
Now, Ziggy's is a new place.
Brand new. And we were very fortunate to get the call from Jay Stevens, the owner of Ziggy's. Jay has been an acquaintance of mine. I played years ago, played at the old Ziggy's in Winston-Salem. I've seen his new bar in Winston-Salem, and now he's come to Wilmington. And he got in touch. He knew that we needed a venue for Saturday night due to the closing of the Soapbox.
Mm-hmm.
And he stepped in. He was gracious. And
wow,
we've got a venue now for James Armstrong out of Illinois is coming to play. And he's going to be joined by Mojo Collins is going to open that show. So it's really a great chance to see somebody who's never been to Wilmington and someone who for many years was a mainstay on our blues scene.
And so, he's a blues guitarist, right?
Yes, he is. He's a vocalist, guitarist, and songwriter.
Wow.
Originally from the West Coast, now living in Illinois, playing the Chicago circuit and the big cities and the festivals around the country.
James Armstrong. So James Armstrong and Mojo Collins. And that's happening 8 p.m. Saturday night. That's the Blues Party at Ziggy's by the Sea, which is a new venue at 208 Market Street. If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Len Nichols. He's the director of the 18th Annual Cape Fear Blues Festival happening next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And if all this information is flying by you kind of quickly, you can always go to capefearblues.org and not only read all this information, but get your tickets there as well. A lot of the events are free. You can just show up, no big deal.
That's
but
right.
For
yeah,
things like the Cape Fear Blues Cruise on Friday night and for the Saturday night blues party, there is a ticket price. It's $10 in advance, $15 at the door. So once you get your tickets ahead of time, make that easy for yourself. All right, now, Sunday. This is a big deal that people really, really wait for. On Sunday at noon, what happens?
It's the all-day blues jam at the Rusty Nail. And this is a chance for folks to bring their lawn chairs and just get under the tent and sit with us. And we have spontaneous sets of blues music from noon to 6 p.m. And this is what we do, of course, every week at the Rusty Nail year-round. But this Sunday event during the festival is a chance for folks who may not normally come to the bar. So it's an opportunity to relax under the tent. There's going to be food and beverages provided, food trucks. I think there's going to be some food trucks there, which we're all excited about, food trucks. And, of course, cold beverages from the Nail and music from all our local musicians who are kind enough to show up and play. And it's free.
All right. That one's free. The all-day blues jam at the Rusty Nail in the tent. So you aren't all trying to cram into the bar. You can bring your lawn chairs and sit outside, get you some food and drinks, and enjoy all that free blues jamming going on. And at 6 p.m. on Sunday, to kind of cap off the whole thing, there is a guitar giveaway. So the raffle tickets available throughout the festival or just that day?
No, we have them available now at Finkelstein Music in downtown Wilmington. They donate the guitar to us, and we have them also available at our Cape Fear Blues Jams and at the Rusty Nail all week. So,
and Finkelstein's does this every year.
They do.
They give away a guitar.
You can't say enough about that. I mean, they've been a part of what we do with this all 18 years and have helped out the Blues Society well before that. So hats off to them. We couldn't have a better partner in many respects, and we really appreciate what they do.
That is one of the long-running, stable gems of the business world here in Wilmington.
That's
Finkelstein's
right.
Music, right at the corner of Market and Front Street. Been there for a long time. Great people.
1906.
1906, folks. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, a lot of the old downtown businesses have moved elsewhere or have shut down, but there's Finkelstein Music. Now, what kind of guitar is it that they're giving away?
It's a Squire by Fender, vintage modified Stratocaster. In many respects, a quintessential blues guitar. And you can check it out at the store. They've got it on display. Tickets are only $1, and you don't even have to be there to win it. And we have many people who are long gone from the weekend, and we call them on the cell phone and right over the microphone, and they just go crazy. It's a lot of fun.
Wow.
We really enjoy that.
So that's the guitar giveaway at 6 p.m. on Sunday. You don't even have to be there to be part of that raffle. Anything else you want to throw in there, Lan, about the Cape Fear Blues Festival?
Well, you know, we're looking forward to the cruise. The cruise is going to be a big event. We encourage people to buy those tickets early at our website. The Saturday Night Blues Party, of course, is a big thing for us. And I want to do a shout-out to one person. I got involved with the Blues Society about 20 years ago, and Joe Carney, the fellow who ran the Ice House,
yes,
he encouraged us to grow the events that had originated at his bar, and he gave us a sizable donation in 1996. It was our very first sponsor donation, and he encouraged us to move the festival forward. He knew things were changing, and that money planted the seeds for what we do today.
Wonderful.
And hats off to him, because he was a visionary about entertainment in this town, and we appreciate everything he did for us.
Thank you, Joe Carney.
Yep.
And thank you, Lan Nichols, for continuing to direct the festival year after year for quite a while now.
Yeah.
And I guess they probably won't let you quit. They chase you around when it starts getting near the date. Or actually,
yeah,
probably you probably plan this a year in advance.
Well, yeah, you have to. It's practically a year-round thing now.
Yeah.
So,
one last piece of information. The website is capefearblues.org. If you need to speak to somebody on the phone, call 350-8822. It's the annual Cape Fear Blues Festival next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, July 26th through 28th. Lan, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jamila.
This is WHQR.